Many applications, from vision to speech, from translation to robotics, we were not able to devise very good algorithms despite decades of research beginning in the 1950s. But for all these tasks, it is easy to collect data. And now the idea is to learn the algorithms for these automatically from data, replacing programmers with learning programs. This is the niche of machine learning. And it is not only that the data continuously has got bigger in these last two decades, but also that the theory of machine learning to process that data to turn it into knowledge has advanced significantly. Today, in different types of business, from retail and finance to manufacturing, as our systems are computerized, more data is continuously generated and collected. This is also true in various fields of science, from astronomy to biology. In our everyday lives, too. As digital technology increasingly infiltrates our daily existence, as our digital footprint deepens, not only as consumers and users, but also through social media, an increasingly larger part of our lives is recorded and becomes data. Whatever its source, business, scientific, or personal, data that just lies dormant passively is not of any use. And smart people have been finding new ways to make use of that